Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, May 20th at 7 o'clock at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center on 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleart.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
N2OIQ, good evening, Jeff.
KC2MVU.
All right, there's three. We'll start at the top with N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, Jeff. Not much. Just relaxing, enjoying the day. Looked like we were going to get a little sunshine for a while, and then it started raining again. But never did anything too serious. A little bit of light rain, cleared up. Sun came out momentarily, disappeared, and it rained again. So, other than that, I stayed in the house. Had a few things to do. Enjoyed some golf on TV this afternoon. And got a little bit of paperwork done this morning, so worked out pretty good. So with that, I'll turn it back to you and say 73 to anyone on the frequency this evening. KD2AIT and 5AOW.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, it was like that. Just dancing between the raindrops all day today. But, all right. Well, I'm glad you had a good Sunday, and it was a little chilly out there, a little damp and chilly, but not too bad. Occasionally someone would poke his head out there. But all right, thanks, Bill. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. N2OIQ, Dan, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff and Bill and anybody else is listening or coming in today. Not too much. Just a quiet day. Went to Mass this morning and then went to a church dinner this afternoon, and this day just kind of laying back. It was when it was cool days out, and it rained off and on, nothing major. But anyways, it's one of those days. And yesterday we had a clam bake down to the play hall in Glenville, so that turned out really nice. Long day, but it was a progressive day. Made a little money, I guess. So that's what it's all about. So anyways, tomorrow's Monday, and that's what I got tomorrow. I gotta go down to play hall tomorrow afternoon. I gotta come and check the sprinkler system in the play hall, and then we got counseling me tomorrow night with the officers. So I'll take up Monday and hope and get out and do a little long run too this week. So see what happens. But the weather forecast don't look that great. They got rain to forecast by the day this week, I think, other than tomorrow. So okay, Jeff, back to you. Have a good evening. We'll talk to you later. N2IQ care.
Okay, Dan. Well, sounds like you had a busy Sunday there and got a bunch done. All right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good week, and hopefully maybe the forecast will change a little bit. We'll have some nicer days this week. They're talking about maybe next weekend being a little nicer, but once you start getting a few days out there, their accuracy starts to go down a bit. We'll have to see. All right, well, thanks for checking in. We'll catch C2MBU. Hey, what's going on tonight?
I'm still out in the shop. I am tracking down a dead trigger wire for a power relay for a tank heater for the veggie mobile. Who knows how long it's not been working, but in this weather you gotta have it. And I went to church this morning, and right after church I had to get the daughter down to the train station to send her back to college after she had the week off for Easter break. I don't know what the temperature is outside. It didn't seem to rain here at all today. Got a lot of outdoor stuff done. And ready to call it a day as soon as I can run a new wire through the firewall where I can't see. Over.
Well, good luck. I never enjoy doing anything like that, especially in the car. They don't make cars big enough for my hands to fit in, and I'm always getting aggravated, scraping my knuckles on everything. Anytime I try to do any of that intricate work where you're trying to fish wires through and test wires, but nothing gets my blood up more than that. I could that and those some of the cars today, boy, they pack a lot into a small space. I don't understand how they do it, but anyway. All right, Ray, well, good luck with it, and hopefully you'll get it done here in quick order. All right, this is KD2AIC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KA2ZNZ.
Jack, good evening, what's up?
Oh, what a quiet day down here. One of the hands woke up, one of my NCS stations joined us for breakfast. And other than that, it was stayed around 60 all day, very cloudy. We had a little rain overnight, exactly one-tenth of an inch, which was not much, of course. And I got my rain gauge out finally. Right now we're at 46.8. We had an overnight low of 38. Staying a little bit on the chilly side. What Ray was talking about always reminds me, and now we're talking probably 50 years ago, but I already had my license to drive, and I decided I was going to put a wire through to the battery, through the firewall. And so, got my little drill out, and got all pumped up for it, and drilled right into, I forgot what it was on the other side, some kind of a, I can't remember what they call it, you know, something that's not on cars anymore, but it was attached to the other side, you know, to the engine side. And I never bothered to check to see what was on the other side. Needless to say, I heard about that. 7-3's all around. KA2ZNZ.
Oh, yeah. I have done similar things. Not necessarily in cars, but I've done it in the house. And that is no fun, I can tell you that right now. That's another annoying thing that you can do in the car. I tell you, when it comes to mechanics and garages, sometimes I think they're not paid enough considering some of the aggravation they have to put up with it, you know. As long as they have to do it, not me, you know, it's worth paying for sometimes. But all right, Jack, you have a good evening there, and hopefully that rain gauge will stay empty for a while. Well, it's not looking that way on the weather forecast, but who knows. All right, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, me and my son there got up, we just warmed up a cat, and we did some cleanup and got everything kind of squared away up there, and then we sighted in the 30-06, which was kind of fun. And I went through a whole box of ammo on that. And, this is his first time shooting it, so he had a good time. And, we got it played it pretty well. I don't know, we might want to go another round with it here before fall. But when we first, you know, it had never been fired before. And the first shot came nowhere near the paper. Fortunately, it was a big piece. It was a big board we were shooting at. We were able to find where the hole was, and then we were able to adjust that scope quite a bit. It was quite a bit of tweaking to get it to get it right. But once we got it, we were pretty much right on that bullseye, right around it there for the rest of the day. So shoulder's a little sore, but not too bad. And then we headed back here, and you know, it's not kind of not the greatest day to be out and about. So stuck around, watch a little baseball TV, and I got a couple of boxing matches here on the DVR I'm going to catch up on. And that's about it. Got to work tomorrow. Hoping to pick up my truck on Tuesday. That's the plan. And it's just waiting for everything to come together. It's supposed to be tomorrow, and then pick up the truck on Tuesday. So that's after that drive back from camp today, boy, I am ready. Let's just say the suspension in the truck is lacking, but I got my money's worth on that old truck. I bought it just for the whole purpose of that truck was to so we could build camp. And when we started, there was only a skid road in there. We built that road with corduroy and mud, and then we eventually got some fill in there. So that truck's been through hell and back for the little bit of money I paid for it. So I definitely got my money's worth on it. I'm not complaining, but it's time. It's time for a new one. But anyway, that's all I got to report. And all right, it's KD2 AIT. Are there comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
We had to remove a CB radio a few years back, and because it was they're leaking antifreeze all over it. Come to find out, the guy used 3-inch sheetrock screws to screw the CB bracket into the underdash, and it went right through the heater core.
3-inch screws. Huh? I guess he didn't want that thing to go anywhere.
He said that's all he had.
Well, I'm betting, you know, a box of screws would have been a lot cheaper than getting that heater core fixed. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or link check-ins at this time? This is KD2AIT. Okay, hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return this frequency to regular amateurs. I'd like to thank Bill, Dan, Ray, and Jack for checking in tonight. It's A73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
KD2KOJ for the United County Traffic and Emergency Lot Akron. Currently on the 145-17, station for Akron coming out first.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
This is N2WBX, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, and N2WBX Dennis. Thank you both for checking in. Do appreciate it. Any other stations for our contact? This is KB2KOJ for the United County Traffic and Emergency Lot. Any other stations with or without traffic? Final call for our contact. Four stations with or without traffic. Final call for our contact.
N5AOW, no traffic.
N5AOW, Bob, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. 5 o'clock Rock 10, any other stations before I head off to check another repeater? 5 o'clock. Okay, nothing else further. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And hope everyone has a good evening. It's been a while, but supposed to, I hear it's supposed to get down in the 20s in some spots, so. Oh well. Spring is warmer days lie ahead. Thanks to everyone for checking in. Hope to hear everyone, and hope to hear everyone tomorrow night. KB2KOJ, Claire. 7-3 off.